Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there, everybody out there who's listening in Blog Talk Radio land or podcast land. This is the Home Inspection Show with Preston Sandlin, and thanks again for listening. Hoping to bring you a little bit of value again, and I just want to say I appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show. Today, we're going to be talking about outlets, more specifically GFCI outlets. You've probably seen these in kitchens and bathrooms. They're the ones that trip, or also they trip at the outlet. They also can trip at they can have the reset at the panel, and you can have like two downstream, one or two, sometimes three, depends on that type of outlet, downstream from it that's controlled by it. So let's talk about it. What are they? Why are they? And how do they work? And where are they? So what are they? It's GFCI stands for ground fault circuit interrupter. So what happens is it constantly monitors and senses. If there's any fluctuation in the current, they will trip. And this is a really greatly reduces electrocution. So the general idea in the beginning was water, wherever there would be water. They're required outside. So if you were dragging a cord, it was plugged in and it's connected, and you threw a puddle, what would happen is that thing would cause it to trip instead of you being electrocuted or, constantly. So the idea early on was that they were, kitchens and bathrooms and exterior, anywhere where electricity might come in contact with water, and it was very, greatly reduced the chance of being electrocuted because that thing would usually, or should, if it's working properly, should trip and not just keep feeding it juice and burn up or something like that. That's kind of why there are, and we'll talk about where they are in a minute. Again, GFCI stands for ground fault circuit interrupter. All right, let's see. Going on. All right, the safety thing, let's talk about where they are. And so when we do home inspections, we do a lot of home inspections in and around the Charlotte area, Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina area, and Asheville. Do we look for GFCI outlets? Absolutely. When were they required, that sort of thing? We'll get into that. It was kind of staggered. Different things at different years. And that's sort of the thing. Like if I inspected a house that was built in 1952, well, no GFCI outlets were required. It's a good idea. Don't get me wrong. It's a good idea, especially kitchens and bathrooms, but they weren't required. And you can't make a seller put those in. You could certainly put them in yourself once you move in, but you really can't make a seller put it in because it wasn't a requirement at the time. Now, that 1952 house, if they built an addition, like blow out, put in, the master bedroom and put in a new master bath, well, that master bath would have to be built by today's standards, and it absolutely would have to have GFCI outlets. So let's get into it a little bit. They started in 1971. GFCI outlets were required on construction sites or within 20 feet of pool walls, starting in 1971. This is the big one. 1975, they were required in all bathrooms and outside receptacles. So every single house built after 1975 should have them in kitchens and bathrooms. Oh, I'm sorry, not kitchens. I'm sorry. Bathrooms and outside receptacles. 1978. They're required in garages and marinas, 1978. So, again, it was built in 1975. Wasn't required in the garage or marinas. I mean, you're sort of getting the picture here. But if they build, or do any kind of major renovation, usually more than $30,000 worth, they're going to have to, get permits and bring it up to today's code. 1981, within 10 foot of a spa. Spa tub or hot tub was required to have a GFCI outlet. 1984, replacement receptacles required to have GFCI. Here's another. In my mind, the two biggest years were 75 and 87. 1987, they were required, you know, all the above, you know, but then they add, so the any basement, kitchens within 6 foot of the sink. So in kitchens, but within 6 foot of the sink. And massage units. So remember, kitchens within 6 foot of a sink. That will change shortly, you'll see. 1990, they were required in crawl spaces. 1993, wet bar sinks. 1996, grade level of unfinished accessory buildings, all outdoor receptacles, all countertop receptacles in kitchens. So 87, they were required in the kitchen within 6 foot of a sink, but in 96, all countertop receptacles in the kitchen. So if there's an outlet with a countertop, the idea is, you know, what they're going here, if you hadn't kind of picked up on it, is anywhere where you have appliances, you know, in the bathroom, you have a hairdryer, curling iron, falls into the sink, you know, so you don't get electrocuted, trips off. And then the same thing in the kitchen, if it's on a counter, you know, you get water on there, you know, a can opener, any kind of a blender, anything like that could get wet. So 1987, it was within 6 foot of a sink. In 1996, all countertops in a kitchen have to have GFCI protected. And again, you'll see this GFCI outlet, and then you'll see two or three outlets that don't have the GFCI on it. If you get a tester and trip it, usually those two or three you see that don't have it are connected to the one you see that does, and that resets them all. Sometimes the bathroom one can be connected on multiple ones. All of a sudden your bathroom outlet won't work, and maybe it won't have it, – it's probably tripped somewhere, but that it may be upstream. You might even have to go into another bathroom and look for the reset. I mean, it happens all the time. After we do an inspection, we get a call, you know, a month, 2 months later, hey, my outlet's not working in my bathroom or my kitchen. And almost always we go out there, or, you know, I'll try to talk to them on the phone. You know, I'm like, go look in all your bathrooms and look for a reset. It could be at your box. Go to the box and see if there's a GFCI reset. Somehow or another, they tripped it. You know, the flow of voltage got interrupted, and it tripped because that's what it does. It's a safety thing. So anyway, we're going to – and, oh, and 2002, AFCI, that's going to be another video. We'll talk about AFCI requirements for all bedroom outlets. So exceptions to all of these are refrigerator, freezer, sewage pump, lift pumps, overhead receptacles for garage door openers. The problem is those trip, you lose all your meat, you get locked in your garage or locked out, and you can't get in or out. And obviously a sewage pump. You don't ever want that thing to trip because it'll trip. You won't know it, and, you know, what will happen if you don't lift that sewage out after a while. So let's review the years one more time. 1971, construction sites and within 20 foot of pool walls. 1975, GFCI outlets were required in bathrooms and dwelling unit outside receptacles. 1978, they were required in garages and marinas. 1981, within 10 foot of a spa hot tub. 1984, replacement receptacles. 1987, basement, kitchens within 6 foot of a sink, and hydro massage units. 1990, GFCI outlets were required in crawl spaces. 1993, they were required wet bar sinks. 1996, were required, all unfinished. Grade level unfinished accessory buildings, all outdoor receptacles, all countertop receptacles, and kitchens. So that was a big change there. And again, exceptions to all of these are refrigerator, freezer, sewage, lift pump, overhead receptacles, and garage door openers. I hope that has been helpful. If you have any questions about that, go to homeinspectioncarolina.com. And there's a contact on there. Shoot us an email. I'll try to answer if I can. If not, I'll try to put you in touch with somebody who can. But that's important to note. And do remember my little soliloquy, I guess that's how you pronounce that, William Shakespeare-ish, before I got into all the dates and stuff about the age the house was built. Again, if it was built, you know, prior to 1975, or actually 1971, you know, not going to really have any GFCI outlet requirements at all. Could you add them? Absolutely. It'd be a smart idea, but you can't really make somebody do it. Now, the exception to that is if they do a major renovation, I think it's over $30,000, or they, you know, build out, add on, well, certainly that new addition is going to be subject to today's building codes, which have a whole lot of GFCI you know, outlet codes that we just talked about. Well, this has been Preston Salmon on the Home Inspection Show with, you know, on Home Inspection Carolina here in Charlotte. Thank you guys for listening. If you got value out of this today, please give us a like or a thumbs up or five-star review, actually, would be better. I do appreciate your time, and thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next show. Thank you.